So Fir'aun came to the point where he started to plot the assassination of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. While he was doing that, there was one particular individual from his own people who had brought iman. And he then concealed his iman. And he went and he presented some logical arguments before Fir'aun and before the courtiers of Fir'aun. And in his discourse, in his discussion, he spoke about the fact that, are you going to kill someone simply because they say that Allah is my Rabb, and while that person has come with clear proofs? And he went to say that, look, if this person is lying, then upon him will be his lie, he will suffer the consequences. But if he's truthful, then remember that that truthfulness, that message of truth may come back to you someday. And in the course of his discourse, this individual, he spoke out and he said, وَقَالَ الَّذِي آمَنَ يَا قَوْمِ إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ مِثْلَ يَوْمِ الْأَحْزَابِ. Warning his people further, he said, O my people, I fear that if you continue to oppose Allah's Nabi, as you are doing, you may say, suffer the day of punishment, the previous nations. And then he went on to say, مِثْلَ دَأْبِ قَوْمِ نُوحٍ, like the plight of the nation of Nuh, and Ad, and Thamud, وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ, and those after them. All these nations suffered destruction when they refused to obey Allah. وَمَا اللَّهُ يُرِيدُ ظُلْمًا لِلْعِبَادِ. Allah never wills injustice for His bondsmen. All these nations were destroyed on account of the wrongs they perpetrated. It can never be said that Allah was ever unjust to anyone. And addressing his people further, this individual, this mu'min who hid his iman, he reminded them that they will never live forever. وَيَا قَوْمِ إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ يَوْمَ التَّنَادِ. He said, O my people, verily, I fear the day of calling, referring to the day of Qiyamah, when much calling will take place. The first call will take place after the trumpet is blown for the first time, referring to this day, the day when there will be an announcement, the day when a caller shall call from a near place. Thereafter, because there will be many groups of people present, each shall be summoned by the names of their leaders, the day we shall call, يَوْمَ يُدْعَى كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ بِإِمَامِهِمْ, the day when we shall call every person by his imam. When the righteous people will be given the records of deeds in their right hand, they will call out and say, come, ha umuqra'u kitabia, read my book. On the day of Qiyamah, the people of Jannah and Jahannam and Araf will also call out to each other, as has been mentioned in Surah Araf. So, it was also mentioned in the Hadith that they say, Ya Ahl al-Jannah, khuludun la mautun, wa ya Ahl al-Nar, khuludun la maut. O people of Paradise, live till eternity, there is no death. O people of Jahannam, suffer eternally, there is no death. And this is also part of the day of calling, what will unfold. What will happen on that day? Yawma tuwalluna mudbirin. On that day, when you will turn back on your heels, you will turn away from the plane of resurrection and head for Jahannam. And when Allah will decree that people should be dispatched to Jahannam, none will be able to escape Allah's punishment, and none will come to their aid, eventually losing hope from people around them. The mu'min person will say at that time, مَا لَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ عَاصِمٍ. There can be no guide for the one whom Allah sends astray. وَمَا يُذْلَى فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ هَادٍ. You can have no savior whatsoever from Allah. Who Allah sends astray, there is no one to guide them. So, on the day of Qiyamah, this paints the picture of what will transpire in terms of the various groupings. Moving further, the mu'min had already reminded his people about the previous nations that were destroyed or refused to accept the Anbiya. And he specifically mentioned one of the Anbiya who lived in Egypt, who was Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And he said to them, وَلَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ يُوسُفُ مِنْ قَبْلُ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. Without doubt, Sayyidina Yusuf came to you with clear signs. فَمَا زِلْتُمْ فِي شَكِّمْ مِمَّا جَاكُمْ بِهِ. But you remained in constant doubt about that which he brought you. حَتَّى إِذَا هَلَكَ قُلْتُمْ. Until the time came when he passed away. قُلْتُمْ لَنْ يَبْعَثَ اللَّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ رَسُولًا. Then you said that if he was Allah's true messenger, then Allah shall never ever send a messenger after him. كَذَلِكَ يُذِلُ اللَّهُ مَنْ هُوَ مُصْرِفٌ مُرْتَابٌ. In this way Allah sends astray he who transgresses the limits and is skeptical. So when doubt and skepticism becomes a person's habit, he is reluctant to accept anything whatsoever, even though it may be truth. And in this manner, Allah then makes it a means that people then go astray. And further describing the transgressors and the skeptics, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they are those الَّذِينَ يُجَادِلُونَ فِي آيَاتِ اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ سُلْطَانٍ أَتَاهُمْ. Those who dispute about Allah's verses without any warrant coming to them. بِغَيْرِ سُلْطَانٍ أَتَاهُمْ. كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. This type of behavior is extremely detestable in the sight of Allah and in the sight of those who believe. And the mu'min believer, he further told them that they are disbelievers because Allah certainly set a seal on their hearts, just as He sets a seal on every haughty. كَذَلِكَ يَتْبَعُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ قَلْبِ مُتَكَبِّرٍ جَبَّارٍ. Like in this manner, Allah does set a seal on the heart of every arrogant tyrant. So, the reason why they're in this condition, it is because of the arrogance. And an interesting point, the author of Ruh al-Mahani has written that Sayyidina Yusuf al-Islam has been mentioned in this verse, refers to the son of Sayyidina Yaqub. And it is that leaving his native land of Canaan, he arrived in Egypt, where he soon became a leader. And therefore, the point here is that he came with clear signs. And that will mean that Sayyidina Yusuf al-Islam came to the forefathers of the people he was addressing at the time. Some commentators of the opinion that the Yusuf that is mentioned here is the grandson of the famous Nabi Yusuf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also made him a Nabi, and he lived amongst the Egyptians for 20 years. However, the people doubted his Nubuwa. So these are the two opinions in terms of this reference to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam in the 24th juz of the Noble Quran. What happens after this? They are then commissioned. Fir'aun commissions the construction of a tower, but his schemes only serve to destroy him. And we'll talk more about that in our subsequent sessions on tafsir. Now that brings us to the end of verse number 35. In our segment today, we've looked at verse 30 to verse number 35.